Democrat Representative Barbara Lee demands $50 minimum wage, just do the math. By Hannah Blow Knutson on February 14, 2024. Democrat Representative Barbara Lee, DCA, who is running for late Senator Dianne Feinstein's U.S. Senate seat, is calling for a $50 minimum wage, defending her position during a debate Monday night. The moderator asked Lee to defend her call for a $50 an hour minimum wage during the event, noting that it is seven times the current national minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. When asked how that would be economically sustainable for small businesses, Lee immediately said that she owned and ran a small business for over a decade, creating hundreds of jobs, benefits, retirement benefits, and also healthcare benefits. "I know what worker productivity means, and that means that you have to make sure that your employees are taken care of and have a living wage in the Bay Area," Lee said. I believe it was the United Way that came out with a report that very recently said $127,000 for a family of four is just barely enough to get by, she said, pointing to another survey that identified $104,000 as not being enough for one person, essentially classifying them as low income because of the affordability crisis. She added, "And so, just do the math. Just do the math. Of course, we have national minimum wages that we need to raise to a living wage. You're talking about $20, $25. Fine, but I have got to be focused on what California needs and what the affordability factor is when we calculate this wage." Lee ultimately failed to answer the question. Fox 40 notes that a wage of $50 an hour would total $104,000 over the course of a year. Watch. Senate candidate Representative Barbara Lee has a solution to inflation and high prices. Raise the minimum wage to $50 an hour. pic.twitter.com/h5m1g5. End Wokeness, at End Wokeness, February 13, 2024. Her call generated mockery from critics, including Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, who asked, "Who not $500 per hour? Okay, why not $100 then? $1,000? Why not just make the minimum wage $1 billion an hour? Then we'd all be richer than Elon Musk," Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk remarked. Economic illiteracy like Rep. Lee's has been around for centuries. Every country that adopts it becomes a dystopian nightmare, he added as others piled on. Lee's call comes as inflation comes roaring back with no immediate signs of relief, as detailed in Breitbart Business Digest. Related, CNN Sidner, hotter than expected inflation report another sign economy getting better.